Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. In this program, I want to answer some of the misconceptions regarding one important topic today. The topic is, has Islam no respect for previous religions? Unfortunately, many people mistakenly believe that Islam does not tolerate the existence of other religions present in the world today. So there are actually some of the foundations that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, laid in dealing with the people of other faiths, with practical examples from his own lifetime. So this helps us to understand that Islam does respect the other religions and faiths. Religious tolerance for other people of other faiths found in the constitution, which was actually, it was laid by the Prophet Muhammad himself in Medina. If we go back to the history, for instance, the Arabian Peninsula during the time of the Prophet was actually a region in which various faiths were present. I know that they were Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, polytheists, and others that were not actually affiliated with any religion. If you look at the life of the Prophet, you simply draw on many examples to portray the high level of tolerance shown to the people of other faith by the Prophet Muhammad himself. So, in order to understand and judge such a tolerance, everyone must look into the period in which Islam was a formal state with the specific laws laid by the Prophet Muhammad. Actually, those laws were in accordance with the tenets of the religion. So, if you want to know this, even though every person can observe many examples of tolerance shown by the Prophet in the, for example, 13 years of his stay in Mecca, many people say that, yes, it was because Prophet Muhammad wanted actually to raise the profile of whole Islam in general. But the best example of tolerance shown by the Prophet to other religions may be the constitution itself. The constitution that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, actually started to build a society based upon that. If we look at the constitution that Prophet Muhammad started to build a society, and when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, started his migration to Medina, we know that his role as a religious leader, only as a religious leader, began to end. He was now not only the religious leader, but also a political leader of the state governed by the precepts of Islam, which actually demanded that clear laws of governance be laid out in order to ensure harmony and stability in society, which was actually in the past distraught by decades of war. And this constitution wanted to ensure the peaceful coexistence of Muslims, Jews, Christians, and polytheists. Because of that, Prophet Muhammad started to lay down such a constitution.
Yusuf Estes, a Christian convert to Islam, talks about the respect Islam has for other religions.
Now, let's come to the last part of this thing. Does Islam provide respect for other religious groups? According to some people, and I call them wannabes, you know what a wannabe is? They want to be, but they're not really. They go around saying, Islam said we cannot make friends out of Jews and Christians. It says it right there. Actually, it doesn't say the word friend. That's an English word. There was no English 1,000 years ago, much less 1,400 years ago. You've got to go to the Arabic to tell me what the word says. What does it say in Arabic? Wali. A wali. Listen to this, ayah. Because Quran, when you make the tafsir, explanation of Quran, you first go Quran to Quran. It's very important to know this. So let us look and see, what did Allah say this means? Allahu waliyu ladina amanu yukhrijunahum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah wali who amanu. Allah is the wali of the believers. A what? And look at the translators even tell you, this is a protector. A protector. A wali is a protecting ally. And so when Allah uses the word in the Quran, He's saying, don't take people that even, it didn't mean specifically like just Jews and Christians, but you can do it with Hindus and Buddhists. It means, because Allah has told you in the Quran many times how close Jews and Christians are to you, that even from them, don't take them as wali. It means nobody else you take as wali except from the Muslims, because the only ones that are really going to protect you, cover your back, really look out for your best interests are people who understand your best interests. Make sense? There's nothing illogical in Islam. So that didn't say don't take them as friends. In fact, the Prophet, he had good relationship with all of the people of the community. Yes or no? They were pagans, for crying out loud, for how many years these people are worshiping idols right in front of him, and he never walked up and took a hammer and smashed their idols while they were worshiping. This did not happen until the Muslims had the domination over Mecca, and that was special ruling for that. And yes, they destroyed all the idols. But if you see the brothers today, was that take a cannon and blow up the Buddha statue and, I don't want to second guess what they did, but I'm just saying, we don't have to do that today. There's a lot bigger things that we need to destroy, like envy, like racism, asabiyah. There's a lot of things we need to destroy long before we start shooting cannonballs at big statues. And by the way, I don't like the statues either. That's not the point. But the point is, where do you start? And you start with education. You start out by having good relationship with the people. And it's not too good of a relationship when somebody's worshiping something and you blow it to smithereens. It's not really that cool.
Who is the Loved One?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
So welcome back. If we talk about the respect that Prophet Muhammad showed to other religion, even today, we know that the inhabitants of many regions around the world have the idea that Islam does not respect, but that is not actually true, because the founder of the religion of Islam had shown his great respect to other religions almost 13 centuries ago. So we know that Prophet Muhammad actually started to call Muslims and even non-Muslims, even those who entered the pact, people like Jews, Christians, that one nation to the exclusion of all others. We know that now, based on this topic, all people were considered members and citizens of the society, regardless of the religion, race, and even ancestry.
La ilaha illallah.
So today, when we talk about people, we know Christians, Jews, and others. They all have the same right as a Muslim have. They can be protected from harm as much as the Muslims. And actually, this right is directly mentioned in the Constitution. So particularly, they had the same equity, and they had the same right, and they have the same right today. So we know that previously in the history, each tribe had their alliances and enemies within and without support from this side or that side. But the Prophet Muhammad gathered them all different tribes, under one system. And that system is the respect to all other religions and faith. So we know that the lives of the practitioners of other religions in the Muslim society was also given protective status. That is important because everyone has freedom and everyone is freely practicing their faith. So today, we know that Muslims and non-Muslims have the same right to live in the society freely, peacefully, and protectively. So actually, everyone has the right to have his own religion. So it is clear that anything other than tolerance wouldn't be tolerated. So we know that this was allowed by the religion of Islam to practice the beliefs freely and without any hindrances. And even we know that no provocation to other religion is allowed at all. So today we know if any dispute or controversy to cause trouble shouldn't be arised and shouldn't be given the chance to make problems for the citizens of one society. If we believe in Almighty God and His Messenger, we know that the religion of Islam has shown great respect to other religions and faith. So Muslims and non-Muslims, the followers of Islam and the followers of other religions in the world have the right to practically perform their rituals. This was the message that we receive from the Prophet Muhammad's act and his life. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.